HD Smartcast. आप सुन रहे हैं HD Smartcast और ये है फीवर FM प्रोडक्शन।
हेलो हेलो हेलो, मेरा नाम शरत है और आपका दिल से स्वागत करता हूं बाउंस बैक भारत के सेकंड सीजन में। और इस बार का पॉडकास्ट पिछले पॉडकास्ट से भी कमाल है। देखिए, इस कोविड ने हम सबको एक ऐसे सिचुएशन में डाला, एक ऐसी स्थिति में डाला जहां से हम सब बाउंस बैक करना चाहते हैं और धीरे धीरे कर भी रहे हैं। लेकिन जो हमारी जर्नी है वो इतनी आसान नहीं होने वाली। इसीलिए हमने सोचा क्यों ना हिंदुस्तान के सबसे बड़े दिग्गजों को एक साथ एक प्लेटफॉर्म पे लेके आया जाए। सो वी क्रिएटेड द बिगेस्ट कॉन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ सेलिब्रिटीज, OTT स्टार्स, स्पोर्ट्समैन, बिजनेस लीडर्स। इंडिया का हर बड़ा आइकन इस प्लेटफॉर्म पे आ गया है एंड दे आर टेलिंग अस हाउ दे बाउंस बैक फ्रॉम एडवर्सिटी। है ना इंटरेस्टिंग? तो शुरू करें सिलसिला बाउंस बैक भारत का।
Hi guys, main Stuti. Welcome to a spectacular show, Bounce Back Bharat, जहाँ पे इस वक्त मेरे साथ जो सेलिब्रिटी है ना, very honestly हमने पिक्चरों से सीखा है कि मतलब पिक्चर तब तक खत्म नहीं होती है तब तक ये बाउंस बैक ना करें। जनरली दिस बाउंसिंग बैक इज एसोसिएटेड विद द हीरो, बट विद मी somebody who has completely managed to change that definition, headlining projects on her own. अपने शोल्डर पे enjoying the success of her films, I have the one and only तापसी पन्नू। Hi तापसी।
Hello। I'm bouncing hearing that introduction of mine. Thank you so much।
अरे अभी तो बहुत और तारीफ करेंगे।
अरे अरे very nice। I'm all yours।
No, you know you're one of my personal favorites, but अगर अपने personal favorites हम side में भी रखें, genuinely today you are somebody who's headlining projects and तापसी पन्नू का नाम काफी होता है poster पे for people to want to watch the film. Your films are loved by critics and masses alike. How does it feel, this feeling where touch wood you've reached in your career?
That poster पे नाम आना is a very burdening responsibility which I experienced first time. I think मुझे जोर से तब लगी जब थप्पड़ के ऊपर मेरा नाम था। उससे पहले होता था, जरूरी नहीं है, मतलब कुछ पोस्टर में होता था कुछ नहीं होता था, बट थप्पड़ ओनली हैड वन पोस्टर एंड उसके ऊपर सबसे पहले ऊपर मेरा नाम था, विच वॉज वेरी विच गेव मी अ शॉक ऑफ रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी के इट इज योर फिल्म इन अ वे। एंड इट वॉज एक्चुअली माई फर्स्ट फिल्म एज अ सोलो प्रोटैगनिस्ट ऑल्सो, वेर आई रियली डोंट हैव एनीवन एल्स शोल्डरिंग द काइंड ऑफ रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी द लीडिंग एक्टर हैज यूजुअली इन अ फिल्म। सो या सिंस देन ऑनवर्ड दैट बर्डन इज विजिबल ऑन मी, बट उससे पहले से ही आई मीन इट इज आई कंसिडर माई सेल्फ दैट वेरी लकी ऑनेस्टली के आई हैव समवेयर मैनेज टू फाइंड दैट पाथ इन बिटवीन वाला वेर द ऑडियंस doesn't put me aside saying she does only like, you know, that offbeat cinema या उस type का, और critics are not like, you know, they also understand that I'm not only doing brainless films where you'd have to, they ask you to leave the brain outside. I guarantee you'll get entertained, but with the brain. So you have to take both entertainment factor and the content factor in mind when you watch my films. But honestly, if you ask me about that, ke Tapsi ka naam kaafi hai, that has been my goal since the time I got to know what being a star is about. Yeah. Because that has been my constant goal that I have tried to achieve, where I want that trust of my audience when I want them to say that if it's my film, it's worth their time and money. Mm-hmm. That's the only goal that I have. People ask me, okay, you know, which hero would you want to work with? You know, how, what kind of film you want to do? And, you know, where do you see yourself 5 years from now, 10 years from now? I've only had this one goal since that time. I understood what this industry and films are about. For me, it's been the blind trust of the audience. So I'm constantly working towards it. I do get the reply like this, where people do show that they have that trust in me now, which is very heartening. But I think I will still continue to make sure I get more and more people on this side who give that blind trust. So that is my constant goal.
क्या बात है. सो बहुत सारे सवाल है, लाइक यू सेड यू हैव मेनी ड्रीम्स एंड यू आर फुलफिलिंग दोस. इसके बारे में तो बहुत क्वेश्चंस पूछूंगी, बट व्हाट आई लव, सबसे पहले शुरुआत में द वे यू हैव ओन द वर्ड आउटसाइडर्स, जो पिछले कई सालों से बड़ा जी इस्तेमाल हो रहा था और सारी नेगेटिव कॉनोटेशन के साथ और कितनी लड़ाइयां और कितनी नेगेटिविटी की इनसाइडर आउटसाइडर कौन है. और although उस legitimacy से कोई मना नहीं करता that किसी भी industry में if you know if you don't have your family backing, अगर आपके family से कोई और नहीं है तो वहाँ पे पहली बार जाना मुश्किल होता है, but आज तो outsiders the word means something else to you.
Yeah, Radha, I have owned up the word and how that it will not leave me even if I want to, but I never wanted to also. I've always, when this word was introduced in our vocabulary here in interviews and in discussions, I was always of the opinion that, okay, what's wrong?
Yeah.
So, you know, this is something that is not in my hand, that I was born in a family outside the film industry. This is just a terminology used to, like, you know, how you have a terminology about, okay, this person is, say, an Indian, this person is a foreigner, like that, right? So, the similar way you have just assigned a term for a person who is born in a family who have worked in the industry and the person who is not. But what's wrong? Why is it so looked at like some inferior class?
Exactly, yeah.
So, I never understood that. Because जब भी बात होती थी, तो हमेशा उसको एक victimize या inferior तरीके से show किया जाता था, which I didn't really relate to, because I feel, yes, we all have our hardships of all kinds, insiders or outsiders or whatever. ठीक है, तो हमारे सबकी होती है. ये नहीं बोल सकते कि मेरी ज्यादा थी, उसकी कम थी. I mean, that's like, you know, wrong to say. So I wanted people to start looking at it as a privilege. And that's why I wanted to show that, you know, here I am an outsider and I'm very proud of it.
Yeah.
I the kind of the experience that I have being an outsider helps me perform the way I perform. Helps me choose the kind of films I choose and the characters I choose and depict them in the way I do, because I've lived that kind of an outsider life, which, you know, really helps me gain that experience. And then hence I wanted to, like, just make sure that people remember outsiders for good, is why I sealed it with the name of my production house as The Outsiders, because I want people to remember it for good and not as someone, you know, who's victimized and who's kept aside. So yeah, that is, being outsider is good.
absolutely, and congratulations for that. Tapsee, over the years itni baar aapse baat ki hai, and the one impression that I always get is, of course, I've seen you, you know, Pink, and then slowly after that you've had successes. You're such a big name now, like you said. But ek to aap deewani bane ho. Abhi bhi I see that grounded Tapsee, who's very, you know, on top of things, knows what she wants. Your focus is another thing. It also comes across in your choices of movies, kin projects ke saath associated ho. So, ye jitni confident or focused Tapsee abhi, जिसने आउटसाइडर्स के बारे में बताया और अपने ड्रीम्स के बारे में बताया, इज दिस हाउ यू वर ऑलवेज, और ओवर द इयर्स यू डेवलप्ड दिस? हाउ इज इट द फर्स्ट टाइम यू एंटर्ड दिस बिग बैड वर्ल्ड जिसे बोलते हैं, तो कैसे, क्या तब क्या दिमाग में चल रहा था?
ऑफ कोर्स आई हैव चेंज्ड अ लॉट ओवर अ पीरियड ऑफ टाइम, एंड मोस्ट सो इन द लास्ट 11 इयर्स दैट आई हैव बीन अ पार्ट ऑफ दिस इंडस्ट्री. वन थिंग दैट हैज स्टेड कांस्टेंट इज एक्चुअली टू. वन इज लाइक माय विल पावर, which I really feel has saved me a lot of places where when I want something, I really want it. And it's not, be it, you know, that stupid wants that you have as a kid when you start rolling on the floor in the market saying, mujhe yehi chahiye types. That is almost like getting into stubbornness, that willpower. Like, right from there to deciding.
Achha,
that
main... kiya na tapsi?
Yeah. I'm telling you, I've been the most annoying kid for my parents, because, like, rather the relatively more annoying kid between me and my sister, because I used to be like, mujhe ye chahiye to mujhe ye chahiye. So it used to take a lot for my parents to make me understand ki nahi mil sakta, ye mehenga hai. So it eventually came down to me making my goal as, mere ko itna bada banna hai ki main kabhi tag na dekh sakun किसी चीज का, जब मुझे कोई चीज चाहिए. सो दैट वाज द विल पावर स्टार्टेड बैक देन, टू द पॉइंट वेयर आई केप्ट क्वेश्चनिंग व्हेन दे टेल मी, यू टोल्ड मी यू कांट डू दिस, यू शुड डू दिस, यू कांट, लाइक व्हाई, एंड देन लाइक बड़े जो बोलते हैं करना होता है, बट गिव मी अ रीजन व्हाई. So, you know, the whole willpower to question and not settle for something unless and until I understand the logical reason behind it, to eventually getting into a profession which nobody in the family like ever even wanted to, forget about trying, and making whatever I made by myself, making all the mistakes I made, learning from them and owning it up. It has just been a constant willpower that, you know, I will do it. I will make something out of my life for sure. That has never left me. The other thing that really helped me in my path is my time management or valuing time. If you say, I really feel that you need to respect time. Because if you don't respect time, there'll be a time and the time will not respect you. So make sure you value time. So till date, it has been a trait that I reach on set on time. I start shooting in time. Sometimes even the people on set are not ready to shoot in time, but I make sure I reach there on time because I sometimes reach before my friends in their weddings, because that's the time written on the card to be there. So I am there. But my friend is not there.
You are also a Delhi wali, so kitni shaadiyon mein pehle gaye
hoge? That's why my parents have refused to take me to weddings or you know, like agree to me to say ke chis time chalna. They just don't. And it's not a trait that I can say that I'm imbibed from anyone in the family, because all three remaining three are very lazy and late for every occasion, wherever they have to go. So I am the one who is getting anxiety attack at home when you have to go out on a particular time. So these two things have kind of really helped me, and somehow, I don't know how, it's not like my willpower hasn't been broken or, you know, I've not been tested, or it's not like I've not been proven wrong with things that I wanted. It's not like, you know, that my punctuality has not gone against me sometimes, where, you know, you reach where you're not supposed to be there on time and you just, you know, in an awkward position at times. It's not like that, but this hasn't changed over years. And I think these, like this, you know, the fact that I've been surrounded by people who are constant since the time I was nobody to whoever I am today, who have this very fabulous ability to pull me to reality instantly, who don't mince words exactly or even more than what I do. People know me for honesty, you should meet my family and friends. They are brutal. So I think all this is what has really kept me grounded or have a reality check. And I know as a fact that being a star or a film celebrity is not permanent. You know, you're gonna climb down that ladder sometime or the other. So you better accept it that you're not gonna stay there for sure. So you need to have that sensibility that this is not the whole life. This is a part of your life. So I've always kept my job as a part of my life. It doesn't really, I don't breathe, eat films. Unlike a lot of my contemporaries or colleagues who say that, you know, they do. But you respect them. They must be. But I don't. I have a life beyond films. And I like to enjoy my life beyond films. Yeah. So I think because of that, I have not really given my entire life to films per se. I want to grow as a human being separately as well, not just an actor. So I think all this has kind of helped me have a reality check in life.
So Bounce Back Bharat Fest, mein, actually these are the qualities that we are celebrating, which is why you are here. You, I think, hit the nail on its head. Self-aware, we have ek aur aapki quality that you exactly know what your strengths and your weaknesses are. But itne passionately, jo abhi tak aapne apni journey described kari hai Tapsee, it has also not been easy. You know, you didn't have a godfather. How do you choose films? Initially, a lot of your films did not work. Ek tag lag gaya tha uske saath. Matlab, un sari cheezo ko, aap lagta hai, ek film ki story hai, ki matlab, itne ke baad, and now here, like you said, with Thappar, and now with your own company, that, you know, you've reached, your name sells. Aur pehle yehi ek disadvantage tha ki, ye kaun hai, we don't know, or, you know, she's been part of films that haven't done well. Professional heartbreak ho ya personal heartbreak ho, what do you say to yourself? How have you bounced back like this?
I think it is, might be a few cliche to say, but I'll support it with my real life examples that I've always, as I just told you, nothing is be all and end all of life. Yeah. Life goes on, and it's better you accept it, that it's not gonna wait and sit with you and cry with you for the wrongs or things that didn't go in your favor. It will move on. it's your choice. You want to give up and sit and see life going away from you, or you want to walk with it or catch up with it. It is not going to stop for anybody. So that is, you know, it's easier said than done, I know. But that's what I've always experienced. Whenever I've fallen short of life, I've seen life going ahead and moving, and where I'm just sitting and hamesha aisa kaise ho sakta hai, you know, why people are talking like this about me, you know, I am trying, I'm making effort, why is it not working? And I'm like, okay, everyone has moved ahead, you know, there are newer girls coming in, they are taking those roles which, you know, I wanted to do. So, you know, like, life is going ahead and you are just sitting and complaining and cribbing, which nobody wants to listen to. So, you know, pull yourself up.
There was a phase when we were crying into the pillow, why, yeah.
Crying into the pillow, not literally, because this was not really the profession I dreamt of to be in. But yeah, I cried in the pillow when I couldn't make it into IIT. I cried in the pillow when I couldn't make it above 90% in my MBA.
I find amazing. Matlab, IIT 90%, you're a qualified engineer, phir actress banna tha.
I've been very experimental and adventurous apart from being a qualified engineer. So I think that took over the better of me. I loved studying, and the fact that I didn't score above 90%, which I expected out of myself in my first attempt for CAT, was very disheartening. I actually remember that day I was crying in my room in Delhi. And told, so many, I actually said those lines that I am good for nothing. I am just so useless. Like, I couldn't do this. And I cried and cried in front of my friends.
And this is the pressure you have upon yourself. Family never.
Yeah. No. My family actually never, maybe because I was always inclined towards studying myself. So they saw that she herself is like inclined towards, let her, like, that's good. And because my sister was never inclined towards studies, she never had the pressure.
उन्होंने शुक्र मनाया कि एक
हाँ exactly उसको बोलते तू बस पास हो जा और मेरे साथ होता था कि नहीं तो 90 क्रॉस होना चाहिए ये होना चाहिए फर्स्ट टॉप 5 में आना चाहिए एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट वो सब एक्सपेक्टेशन मेरे साथ थी जो मुझे खुद भी थी अपने साथ सो दोज वर दोज मोमेंट्स वेयर आई फेल्ट दैट आई एम यूजलेस एंड आई सेड दैट टू माय सेल्फ एंड इमेजिन इफ आई वुड हैव क्वालिफाइड for my 90%, I would have been through my MBA and sitting in some office in an MNC and doing marketing probably, which I wanted to, which would have been good. But would I want to trade my position today with that person who would have been there? No. You know, so I had to catch up with life and accept, okay, ye nahi hua, kuch nahi hota, kuch aur hoga. Something will come out of it. If not this, and whatever happens, happens for good, which you obviously don't realize it, and you just hate that line at that point. But you know, when God doesn't give you something, it's because He wants to divert your attention towards something else that's meant for you. Mm-hmm. And you have to give it time to come to be visible to you, and then you will appreciate it. So don't hate your life so early if it's not going in your favor. Because trust me, if it's not a happy ending, it's not the end as yet. It's going to come to you sooner or later, but it will.
जब हम मुसीबत में होते हैं तब तो ये बातें बिल्कुल अच्छी नहीं लगती कि जो हो रहा है अच्छे के लिए हो रहा है। तब तो सर अपना और दूसरे का फोड़ने का मन करता है, but with the benefit of hindsight, like now you can say कि अच्छा हुआ तब admission नहीं हुई, अच्छा हुआ वो फिल्म नहीं चली। The Delhi second wave, of course, has shaken all of us. I think कोई भी ऐसा नहीं है हमारे देश में जो किसी भी हद तक इसे untouched रहा हो, you know, from losing your say livelihood, losing somebody you love in your family, ये पूरा phase जो था, this was also very, you know, nobody had expected this इस तरीके का lockdown और काम नहीं होगा और shooting नहीं होगी, this was obviously new to you as well. आपने इस phase में what did you do? How did you kind of stay?
The first one was new in the lockdown phase. And it was a new thing. So we were trying, and I was coming from really crazy schedule to nothing, right? So I was still like kind of getting through by trying to enjoy that nothing period, which I didn't get for years before that. So still like, you know, kept myself busy for some time. But the second one, I felt like it hit me when I didn't expect it. you know, where we thought, okay, yeah, it's happening. It's slowly going to go. Yeah, it's there, but it's going to go. Mm. You know, that we wanted to be hopeful and positive about it. And just, I felt like it just hit us from nowhere, like suddenly. And it just exponentially overnight, I felt it happened. And I lost my editor of my film, Rashmi Rocket. And I remember I just got a call during night from my director and was like, he's in Delhi and he needs help and there's no bed available. And middle of the night, it made me realize it has come so close home, which I didn't realize in the first one. Calling up frantically whoever I knew could help in Delhi overnight and didn't rest till the time we eventually were sure he's getting the bed. To the time my best friend's mother was like really, really critical. And again, the bed was a problem to an extent. Oxygen was a problem. And just like every day, the WhatsApp message used to come and I used to get scared. Okay, you know, like who now? You know, that was scary because I could see it coming close home. So that this kind of disturbed me mentally. This one was the first one I remember. I could see visuals on television of migrant workers and all walking back home, which were disturbing and which made me feel very guilty as if, you know, I could have done something. I didn't. But the second one ke andar to wo karne ka wo guiltiness ka time hi nahi mila. It just suddenly hit out of nowhere and I felt like it's going. You know, it's coming too close and it's going to affect me like, you know, it's never going to repair. So that I could feel, the fear. And I didn't have my parents with me at that point. They were in Delhi. I panicked so much. I was like, you know, you guys have to take a flight and come. But, you know, taking a flight itself was such a difficult thing. To get my father's COVID test done. My mother came in first. My father was in Delhi only. He said, you know, I'll stay here with his brother and all. And he fell sick suddenly. Like he had diarrhea. We all panicked, three of us sitting here, that he's alone there. And he's like, has diarrhea. And he refuses to accept that he has COVID. He's like, nahi, mera oxygen theek hai. Mere ko bukhar nahi hua hai. But we were like, diarrhea is one of the symptoms in the second wave. So I remember my sister overnight, she booked her tickets, immediately flew to Delhi to make sure she can be there with dad, because one person had to be here with mom. So she flew there to make sure that he eats fresh food, cooked, and you know, someone is, and to book a COVID test for him to come back was a challenge because nobody was coming home to even take COVID tests, and we were not sure if we should take him out for a COVID test. So that was getting really scary, very stressful days during that time. And that is when I started feeling like, you know, if I am feeling like this, imagine people who don't really have this much of an access. So then I started connecting people using my social media, using my contacts on WhatsApp, whatever requests I started getting. I connected people who needed something with someone who had some resources. So thankfully could help a few people around, which helped me get, you know, rid of that guilt that I was probably feeling, that, you know, I what could I do? What could I do? So that little bit helped. But eventually when we were still coming out of it, there is no surety of, you know, how far away we are from it as yet. I am just now, like, unlike second one, I am this time very wary of the fact that the third one might come very soon. So this time I'm being cautious, which I wasn't probably in the second one, and hence it came out of nowhere. So yeah, I'm not taking it for granted right now that you know, it's all over.
Ajit, I see lots of questions that your fans are also sending. So zyada nahi, but kuch questions main zarur lungi because I don't want them to get angry. So Jatin puchna chahte hain, aur ye kafi had tak main puch chuki hu aapse, ki Tapsi aap bahut travel karte ho. Which is, how do you manage this apne schedule mein? And abhi tak aapki favorite holiday destination kya hai? Jatin ka ye sawal.
So Jatin, I travel, how I manage this? I manage this because it's basically time management, which I told you is one quality that I don't know from where it has come in me, but it is there gladly. So I make sure I have the time to go for a holiday, because that's my only way of unwinding with the kind of work I do. it's not like I don't get to travel because of my work. I do, but that's also work, right? So I really need to disconnect after every film, because most of my films are such that leave me, they don't leave me easily. They stay with me for a very long time, and I have to struggle my way out. So traveling really helps me do that. So I make it like a part of my schedule to travel. And what was the other part of the question?
Favorite destination.
Yeah, destination. I think the only place I have visited more than once for a holiday is Maldives. My policy is not to repeat any destination for holiday, because life is too short or bahut jagah hai dekhi hai. So the only place I visited more than once is Maldives, because that genuinely is like heaven. So that place I don't mind visiting again and again.
Okay. Finally, Tapsee, for everyone who's watching this right now, and like I said, Bounce Back Bharat, mein hum yahi celebrate kar rahe hain, that this is a time for our nation to bounce back, for all of us individually, kyunki sabne kahin na kahin kisi na kisi level pe ek dhakka second wave ke baad sabko mila hai. What would you tell them? How is it that we all can together bounce back?
I'll just say that don't leave the pallu of positivity. I'll say that, because you have to cross this mountain to know that there is a beautiful river flowing on the other side, which is waiting for you. Don't give up on life, because the only person who's going to get affected with that is you. Nobody else. Everyone else and everything else is going to move on. And you only have this one life. This one life. Make most of it. Like, if you're going to waste years of yours just sitting and feeling sad about what wrong happened to you, you are wasting only your time and nobody else's. So, you never know, you'll not get this life back if when it gets over. So, and with the corona and all that happening around, pata hi nahi chala ki kal, tomorrow, koi guarantee hai hi nahi kisi ki. So, make sure you are living and not surviving every day. So, make the most of this life. It's not going to come back.
Perfectly put. Thank you so much, Tapsee. Thank you. Bounce back,
Bharat. ये podcast आपको कैसा लगा? इसके बारे में आप और information चाहते हैं, और updates चाहते हैं, तो reach out कीजिए ना हमें. देखिए, Fever FM official is our handle, और HT Smartcast, ये दो handle हैं जो आपके काम के. हम FB पे हैं, Insta पे हैं, Twitter पे हैं, YouTube पे हैं, LinkedIn पे हैं, Clubhouse पे हैं, हर जगह मौजूद हैं. तो मुलाकात होती है अगले एपिसोड में. और आप और भी इंटरेस्टिंग पॉडकास्ट अगर सुनना चाहते हैं तो लॉग ऑन टू htsmartcast.com और सुनिए नए नजरिए से. बाय बाय.
आप सुन रहे हैं HT Smartcast और ये था फीवर FM प्रोडक्शन HT Smartcast.